I think the last time we saw him, well, I know the last time we saw him was at the Coventry City FA Cup game last year, and we've heard sight and the sound of him since then, no.
And so are you hopeful with events yesterday that you know, next season, the close season for Jim, and next season will be a little bit calmer?
Well, this issue should have been put to bed now, Graham. We wait to see what Graham Bernard and Abdul El Hashimi, what their plans are. But the statement that was given to us yesterday was we can focus on the club for next season and build from here.
And hopefully enjoy this weekend because it's celebrating 10 years since that great day at Wembley. What do you remember?
Well, I don't know where 10 years has gone. Incredible. What do I remember? We spent 2 days down with the team before the actual final. We watched the FA Cup final in the pub the day before, which was a pretty poor affair. Nothing like our game at all. Our game was a far better game. Obviously, it was a new Wembley. Wayne Curtis's missed penalty, the first penalty at the new Wembley. Danny Carlton's goal, obviously, which was a stunning goal, a goal that would have, you know, would have been sat up there with any winning goal in any football match anywhere. And the opportunity after the game to actually get on the pitch and hold a trophy at Wembley, I mean, that's a schoolboy dream, really. But to be able to do that was something special.
And for someone who's been connected with Morecambe Football Club for such a long time, it must have been really special for you.
It was dreams come true. I mean, you talk about living the dream. We actually did do it and are still doing that, to move from the Northern Premier League through the Conference into the Football League and to be there 10 years later on what is arguably probably one of the lowest budgets in the league, if not the lowest. Jim Bentley's done an absolutely magnificent job, even more so this season, to keeping staff morale up. Not just the playing staff, but Jim got involved in everybody and really did his job well.
And Jim's, you know, had to talk to players who hadn't been paid, but also it isn't just, you know, the players. It was the people who work at the Globe as well. And when you don't get paid, it's very stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not pin money. It's there. You know, they've got commitments. They've got mortgages to pay. They've got standing orders going out of the bank. And it was a really stressful time. And as a board, we had to carry on and run the club, even though we weren't in control of that particular situation. It has, as far as we could, it has been business as usual.
Must have been tough for you, because imagine some people were pointing the fingers at you, weren't they?
Absolutely, and all of us, yeah. Absolutely. But we have a great staff, a great set of players, and we worked through it together and stood shoulder to shoulder, really. And I think what's come out of this, everybody was galvanised in, from fans, from players, from all the staff, from the cleaning lady right through, and that as we're stronger now, I think, than we were 9 months ago.
Just hopefully get more bums on seats next season.
That's the issue, really. The biggest influence on our finances is people through the gate, and that's a real problem that we've got to challenge, because gates aren't good, and we've got to really face up to that and try and get people through the doors at the Globe Arena.
And the rivalry, Lancaster City doing well as well.
Well, congratulations to them. Unfortunately, I was at a funeral last week. Sean Gallagher passed away, who's associated with both Lancaster and Morecambe. I was talking to Lancaster guys, and, you know, great for them and well done.
There's a special event this weekend to mark the 10th anniversary. What's going on?
There is indeed. We're having a large number of the squad coming over, plus Mark Lillis. We're having a day where we're watching the match on the big screen in the Wright and Lord Suite, where there's a barbecue going on. It should be a fun day, and a question and answer session as well with the guys, their memories of the day. So, you know, we encourage as many people, Shrimps fans, to come down as they can.